WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano in Washington, where federal government departments and agencies are bracing for an order to start making substantial reductions in their workforces.
CBS News has confirmed that the Office of Management and Budget and the Office of Personnel Management are set to issue a memo telling federal agencies to prepare for large-scale layoffs. The memo is expected to ask agencies to submit reorganization plans by mid-March in anticipation of the broad staffing cuts. The directive was first reported by CNN. Carissa Lawson, CBS News.
About 1,000 people have already been laid off at the National Institutes of Health campus in Bethesda, Maryland.
This NIH employee affected by cuts says their work drives research on
cancer treatments, chronic pain, addiction, Alzheimer's.
The Trump administration wants a 15% rate cap on what it calls overhead. Allison Keyes, CBS News, Washington.
The CDC has issued disappointing news about this year's flu vaccine, as CBS News correspondent Matt Piper reports.
This year's flu vaccine was no match for this flu season, with nearly a million people going to the hospital since October. In about half the cases the CDC is tracking with the H3N2 strain of the virus, the vaccine did not work. Doctors say most people have pre-existing immunity to the flu, which can result in different immune responses. They say the H3N2 strain typically has a worse impact on older adults with more hospitalizations.
Tense moments on board a Southwest Airlines flight attempting to land at Chicago's Midway Airport. It had to maneuver up and out of the way as a smaller business jet was crossing the runway. The FAA says it had no authorization to be there. CBS's Chris Van Cleve notes the flight from Omaha safely landed after the unexpected go-around.
These types of runway incursions are very rare, but they do occur and will be treated similar to how an actual collision would be investigated, as investigators will look to talk to the pilots and piece together why this incident happened.
Blue Origin launched its 10th space tourism flight this morning from Western Texas. Six people on the new Shepard rocket traveled to the edge of space and made it back to Earth safely. CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood says he thinks it'll be quite a while before most people will be able to afford these rides.
It's going to be a long time before these sorts of flights become affordable to the average person. You know, tickets on a new Shepard are thought to go, you know, anywhere from $400,000 on up per ride, and the ride is just 10 minutes long.
President Trump says the United States is going to start selling a new type of residency permit for wealthy people to come to the United States. It will sell for $5 million. The president said, "You have a green card. This is a gold card." This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Brittany Merlot with WXCO News, your news roundup in a quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WXCO website at BullFallsRadio.com.
The Brewers' spring training continues. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers trying out players and adding familiar faces like Mark Canha, returning with a minor league deal. He could serve as a DH or first baseman. The Brewers losing to the Mariners 12-8. On Sunday, left-handed pitcher Aaron Ashby struggled in his first outing against the Rockies, coming off shoulder surgery from nearly 2 years ago.
Even though it's frustrating, frankly, everything felt pretty good. I felt a little bit of rush, maybe a little adrenaline, just getting back out there for the first time. But healthy.
College basketball, the Badgers back in action at the Kohl Center against the Washington Huskies. Greg guarded practice after Saturday's overtime loss to Oregon.
It will be a good learning experience for us if it hasn't been already. We've gone through the film. But then you got to flush it. As I said to the team, I said, we didn't have a parade last week when we beat Purdue, right? We're not going to have a funeral today when we lost. You have to keep it in balance.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Fans of Justin Bieber have taken to social media to voice their concern for the singer. Bieber's recent public appearances have shown him looking disheveled, gaunt, and exhausted, prompting rumors that the pop star is using drugs again. Bieber says he is overtired because he actively parents his newborn son and has been holding late-night recording sessions. Reps for Bieber have adamantly denied that the pop star is using hard drugs again. More to come, I'm sure. Evel Knievel was one of the most popular motorcycle stuntmen in the world, and at times was even successful. According to Puberty.com, Leonardo DiCaprio is in talks to play Knievel in a new biopic. Legend has it that over the course of his career, Knievel broke 433 of the 205 bones in his body. In 1971, Evel Knievel jumped his motorcycle over 19 cars, a record that stood until it was finally broken in 1998 by none other than... no idea. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A little slippery travel possible here in the overnight and into the first part of your Wednesday. A little rain-snow mix out there. Accumulations of snow should be an inch or less. Overnight lows in the lower 30s, Wednesday's high in the lower 40s. Right now, it's 28.
Pat Kreitlow.
While I continue my, finger quotes, work retreat for Up North News, Chad Holmes will be filling in on Wednesday doing double duty ahead of his Wausau show.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, welcome to the second hour of our program. Online with us, our buddy Alex Lawson, the president of Social Security Works, socialsecurityworks.org, strengthensocialsecurity.org, A Law 202 over on Blue Sky, and of course, socialsecurityworks.org over on Blue Sky. Alex, the Republicans may well be voting on their budget today. I heard on CNN this morning Republicans saying there's not a single word in there about cutting Medicaid. What's really going on?
I mean, their mouths are moving, so you know they're lying. What's really going on is that they're cowards. We know what their plan is because they are forced to write it down every once in a while. And what their plan is $880 billion in Medicaid cuts. It's a destruction of Medicaid. There are 17 frontline Republicans. These are the ones who are in the closest races. And in every single one of those districts, Tom, the vote margin that they won by is way smaller than the amount of people who will lose their health care if the budget resolution passes. So, you know, for example, you've got Valadao in California, who won by 11,000 votes. But if the budget resolution passes, 288,000 of his constituents are going to lose their health care. That's what they're terrified about. That's why they go on TV and are like, no, 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 we're not doing what we're clearly doing. You know, in Iowa, Rep. Miller Meeks won by 799 votes. 66,000 people in that district will lose their health care if the budget resolution passes. So that's what's at stake. That's why they're waffling right now, because they're losing. And if you're seeing them, what they're putting out into the press right now, they're dancing. They're trying to explain away the fact that their budget is deeply unpopular and that Johnson cannot corral his caucus. I will also point out, though, and this is why, you know, it's going to be a very complex fight going forward, but it's the Republicans in the House who are in the pretzel. We have the truth on our side, the people on our side. They have a caucus that's riven with divisions, and they're having defections from the right of the caucus who are saying, no, we need to really cut into bigger programs. We need to go into Medicare. We need to do more on Medicaid. They want $2.3 trillion. So you have part of their caucus who is saying, you know, this wholesale destruction of the American people's benefits isn't enough. And then you have the other side of their caucus saying, we're definitely going to lose our jobs if we vote for this. And, you know, what's being said to, I think, both sides is that if you stand against this vote, you're going to be standing against President Trump, and they're using scare tactics like that. But right. A wise person once told me that the first and most often only election that politicians care about is their own. And so that's what we have to work with to block this really horrendous attack on our benefits.
All to pay for tax cuts for billionaires, presumably, although they're also talking about raising the debt limit by $4.5 trillion. What is the language that actually cuts Medicaid? Is it some sort of mumbo jumbo, like we're going to means test it, or we're going to increase the means testing, or we're going to put a work requirement on it? I mean, is it one of those kind of no, we're not actually taking the money away, we're just going to change the rules so that fewer people qualify? Is that how they're doing it?
You can be sure that they're going to obfuscate and lie, because that's what they do. But where we are in the actual process, Tom, is that this is like the starting gun. If you remember, the process is so arduous and complex on purpose. It really is difficult to follow. But this vote just instructs the committees with jurisdiction. So it's like, hey, committee who oversees Medicaid, find $880 billion in savings from Medicaid. And savings there means cuts, right? You don't save any other way. So they're going to dress it up, and they're saying, oh, yeah, it's waste, fraud, and abuse. It's the same thing that we're seeing Elon Musk and his black hats do, where they're creating this lie, this narrative that what they're doing is, rooting out fraud, waste, and abuse, while this dude is personally enriching himself with corrupt contracts. But they're also, you point to me on the 1,000 veterans that you fired from the VA where that fraud, waste, and abuse is, because all I see is a destruction of services for veterans. Same thing in the national parks. Is that ranger or that firefighter who's fighting forest fires right after L.A.? Burned down? Is that where the fraud, waste, and abuse is? I don't think so. Tom, you and I know, I'm all for going after fraud, waste, and abuse. Where is it? Medicare Advantage, right? $414 billion. Defense contractors, right? Like, we know where there's real money that they can get, but that's not what they're doing. What they're doing is what Wall Street demands. So I know your listeners understand this, but if you want to see why, go and watch like Bloomberg, CNBC, or one of these channels where Wall Street is the main audience and target, and where their talking points come out. They say very openly that if you're going to give this tax handout, $4.5 trillion, which they desperately want, plus you're doing $4 trillion on the debt ceiling, you have to cut Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. And Wall Street's really clear. They never don't say all three. And if you don't do that, then the bond market is going to punish you. And that is what they care about, because that would mean that rich people are affected. So until Wall Street stops calling for their blood sacrifice of our earned benefits, the Republicans will continue to dance to their tune.
So explain to me where this legislation is at. You said that the legislation is calling for a committee to come up with savings. Does that mean this goes into law and then some group has to come up with cuts? Or does that mean that this doesn't go into law, that this sets up something else, some other process? What am I missing here or not understanding?
So this is like the starting gun, and then it goes to the committees, multiple committees, and each of them has, the piece of the budget.
So this is not a vote on a final piece of legislation on a final budget. Okay,
that's exactly right. This is like a vote on the outline of it, and they could put specifics in, but they don't want to, because they want to keep the specifics as late in the process as possible.
Right.
So now they just have, they're just instructions to the committee. And then the committees have the actual final say on what specific policies. And that allows them to go on TV and lie, pretty easily, because they're like, oh, there's no specific cuts in here. And you're like, that's true, because it's not that part of the process yet.
Right.
But if you remember the IRA, Tom, the Inflation Reduction Act, like the mirror image of this process. So when Biden and the Democrats were in charge, they use budget reconciliation to take on pharmaceutical corporations, to get Medicare negotiation, to take on the extractive industries, to get hundreds of billions of dollars in investments in American jobs and clean energy. That process took the entire Congress. Remember, you have to do the whole process through the House. You got to get something through the Senate. You got to merge them. Then you got to pass the whole thing through both of them and then the president's signature. And there's multiple choke points here, including in each committee, where we are going to be just throwing sand in the gears, slowing this process down. Our watchword is sand in the gears, hasten buyer's remorse. And that's why a delay in the vote, a defeat in this first vote, it's not the end. They'll just they can just call another vote, right? You can call another vote until you get the results that you want. And in the meantime, they bully their caucus members. You know, you'll have Donald Trump, you'll have Elon Musk and his black hats, you know, working the phones and threatening. But already they have public no's that would probably, depending on if all of the Democrats can show up, that would already sink it right now. So it's likely to be delayed from tonight. Speaker Johnson is already saying that, you know, that is a possibility, which is usually means that's happening. Mm-hmm. But this is the starting gun. And the later we can push the starting gun, the better the outcome is going to be, because the less time they will have to work with to loot the American people.
And that time variable has to do with the government running out of money on March 14th, right?
That's definitely one of them. So this process is so complicated. But yes, the resolution actually is like the whole Congress, but also is related to the CR itself, which is also, you know, like also sort of related to the debt ceiling. And those are two big choke points that the elected Democrats will have to actually, you know, shut down what's going on and say, you know, we're not going to give you the vote. The Republicans can't pass anything on their own. You remember last Congress, it was the least productive Congress in modern history, maybe in American history. So they're going to need Democratic votes, and the Democrats can say, you know,
good luck,
absolutely,
Charlie.
No cuts, yeah. No cuts to Social Security, no cuts to Medicare, no cuts to Medicaid, and remove as much harm as possible.
Yeah, I totally get it. We have a little more than just a minute here, Alex. What can people do? People who are listening right now who want to help throw sand in the gears.
So go on social media, Social Security Works. Find us. We have all these graphics with everyone's phone number. We have the 17 frontline Republicans. Those are the priority districts. You know, they won by fewer people than healthcare they're going to take away. We're running billboard trucks through all of those districts, just letting everybody know that that's what's going on. And also just call the switchboard, you know, call your member. If you're in these districts, it's super important, but everyone should be hearing about this now. So 202-224-3121, the Capitol switchboard, which your listeners know very well. Make your voice heard right now. Absolutely not one penny of cuts to Social Security, Medicare, or Medicaid in this bill or any other.
If they do pass this bill, do you expect that seniors are going to start getting thrown out of nursing homes?
What I expect is the nursing home industry will start to react before the bill actually crosses the finish line, right? Like there, so you're going to see harm before the law is actually signed into law. I think it'll be a little bit later when they see the specifics, but you know, I would not put it above private equity to start exiting if they think that. And let me be clear for your audience: $880 billion out of Medicaid would shut down nursing homes all across the country, right? Medicaid is the largest provider of long-term care in this country, in most cases the only provider.
Got
it. So it's a destruction of that.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Yeah, Alex, brilliant. Thank you so much. Alex Lawson, president of Social Security Works, socialsecurityworks.org. Check them out on whatever social media you're on. Just search for Social Security Works. Thank you, Alex.
Thanks, Tom.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the Global Cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
The Dom Salvia Show.
You know, Harvey, the seemingly purposeful no action. What's your sense on the leadership in the Dem Party right now, Harvey?
I'm ashamed of them. What did Trump have on all these people?
Yeah, right.
That we get this kind of silence. Will the Democratic leadership figure out that it's their task to start articulating a Democratic, small d, Democratic vision and project that these people can rally behind? Bam.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Trigvi Olsen joins us.
There's a hockey game tomorrow night between Canada and the U.S. Everywhere up in Canada when they were playing the game, the U.S. was being booed. Imagine how you would feel if your neighbor were constantly saying, I'm taking your backyard. You would find that very serious. That's what's happening around the world. We are going to have no friends. Period.
That is
and
so well put.
And that matters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. You know, we're all just human. I don't always eat healthy. You don't always eat healthy. That's why doctors created Field of Greens. A delicious glass of Field of Greens daily is like nutritional armor for your body. Each fruit and vegetable was doctor selected for a specific health benefit. There's the heart health group, the lungs and kidney group, the metabolism group, even healthy weight. I love the energy I get with Field of Greens, but most of all, I love the confidence that even if I have a cheat day or, you know, binge out on cookies, I can enjoy it guilt-free because of Field of Greens. It's the nutrition my body needs daily. And only Field of Greens makes you this better health promise. Your doctor, seriously, your doctor will notice your improved health, or you can get your money back. So let me get you started with my special discount. I got you 20% off your first order. All you have to do is use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, over at fieldofgreens.com when you're checking out. That's code TOM, T-H-O-M,
at fieldofgreens.com to get that 20% off on your first order. Code Tom at fieldofgreens.com.
It was fresh on his solemn vow. Trump signed the pardons, they're free somehow. The ones who stormed where the nation meets now walk away from their crimes complete. Heroes, he said, who stood for the cause as they shattered the walls of our nation's laws, turning the guilty into the brave with the stroke of a pen, justice betrayed. Pardons of January 6th, what do they show? A nation divided with nowhere to go. Restored, no healing begun, just two nations, not one, under the sun.
Twenty-five minutes past the hour, welcome back. So Donald Trump ordered Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, to strip out of legislation, out of this funding bill, $103 million that funded an entity called the Legal Services Corporation. Now, this is amazing, and most people don't even know what the Legal Services Corporation is. It turns out that when there's a disaster, like a hurricane hits Florida or Alabama, or an earthquake hits California, or a mudslide or a fire, that when people go to their insurance companies and say, would you please pay up, the insurance companies fight them tooth and nail, and very often do so in ways that are deceptive or dishonest, or they just drag it out as long as they possibly can. The Legal Services Corporation is a nonprofit funded with federal government money that provides legal advice and assistance to people fighting against their insurance companies after disasters. This is necessary because the insurance industry in America is so corrupt. It had a $103 million budget last year. It helped, you know, millions of Americans who had horrible crises as a result of climate change disasters or other disasters, you know, negotiate with FEMA and negotiate with, and even in many cases, sue their insurance companies. And the insurance industry hates this entity. They absolutely hate it. And so they went to the Republicans and said, hey, here's a big wad of money. Kill the funding for the Legal Services Corporation. And Mike Johnson just did it. Isn't this astonishing? Brian Grimm's writing about it over at dropsitenews.com if you want, you know, all the details. What's up with Elon Musk and his 13th child? Stick around.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And, of course, your calls on the other side of this break. Stay with us. Native Path is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types as they make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Native Path is a single ingredient collagen. No fillers, additives, artificial sweeteners, and they third-party test for heavy metals. It's also completely flavorless. So we put it in everything, coffee, smoothies, soups, because Native Path's recipe is a peptides formula. It's more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed in the body more easily and mixes much better than other brands. No clumping at all. Native Path has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over 1 million happy customers, over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. And best of all, Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link, where you can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Hartman and start your transformation today. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's. getnativepath.com/Hartman.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. That's 800-908-7016.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, Wausau's home for the Todd Allball Show.
CBS News Brief. The Trump administration is planning to move federal workforce reductions into overdrive, as CBS's Jennifer Kuiper tells us.
CBS News has learned that large-scale layoffs are in store. As first reported by CNN, a soon-to-be-released memo will direct government agencies to submit reorganization plans.
CBS's Allison Keyes is following protests at the National Institutes of Health in Bethesda, Maryland, where 1,000 people have already lost their jobs.
Protesters are livid over the Trump administration's plan to snatch hundreds of millions of dollars in funding that scientists say will endanger patients.
A close call for a Southwest passenger jet making a landing at Chicago's Midway Airport when an unauthorized business jet crossed the runway.
The pilots essentially floored it and pulled up, aborting the landing. Preliminary flight data shows the Southwest jet cleared the business jet by about 250 feet.
CBS's Chris Van Cleve. No one was injured. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. There is streaming news as Oscar-nominated films make their way to the small screen, with the Academy Awards right around the corner. A Complete Unknown is now available to stream. The Bob Dylan biopic is available on Amazon Prime, but it ain't cheap. The film could be rented for $24.99 or purchased for $29.99. So if you really want to see the film before the Oscar broadcast and have a kidney to spare, go ahead and sell it and check out this really good movie starring Timothy Chalamet, Ed Norton, and Monica Barbaro, all of whom are nominated for an acting Oscar. Wicked pulled in $727 million globally, which is the most ever by an adaptation from a Broadway show. The film is now also available to watch at home. It broke records on its first week of digital release, which began December 31st, and pulled in another $70 million. If you have Peacock, you can watch the film March 21st for a much more sensible price. Nickel Boys is also now available to stream for $20 on Fandango at home. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers' spring training continues. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers trying out players and adding familiar faces like Mark Canha, returning with a minor league deal. He could serve as a DH or first baseman. The Brewers losing to the Mariners 12-8. On Sunday, left-handed pitcher Aaron Ashby struggling in his first outing against the Rockies, coming off shoulder surgery from nearly 2 years ago.
Even though it's frustrating, frankly, everything felt pretty good. I felt a little bit of rush, maybe a little adrenaline, just getting back out there for the first time. But healthy.
College basketball, the Badgers back in action at the Kohl Center against the Washington Huskies. Greg guarded practice after Saturday's overtime loss to Oregon.
It will be a good learning experience for us if it hasn't been already. We've gone through the film. But then you got to flush it. As I said to the team, I said, we didn't have a parade last week when we beat Purdue, right? We're not going to have a funeral today when we lost. You have to keep it in balance.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A little slippery travel possible here in the overnight and into the first part of your Wednesday. A little rain-snow mix out there. Accumulations of snow should be an inch or less. Overnight lows in the lower 30s. Wednesday's high in the lower 40s. It's 30 at our studios.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Elon Musk putting in so much money that it drowns out other people's voices to decide who our next Supreme Court justice is. Whether or not you're going to vote Republican or Democrat or Schimmel or Crawford, your voice is getting drowned out by Elon Musk, a guy who has no business in Wisconsin. And you don't think that Brad Schimmel is going to be in Elon Musk's pocket? It's going to affect us in Wisconsin.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Dom Selvia.
Next time, Matt Rothschild is teaming up with Jess BS while I am out pursuing my life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness on a beach. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6.
How you ever got by without it. With over 2 million satisfied customers and 100% money-back guarantee, you can trust CB Distillery. Look, if you're still turning to remedies straight off grandma's medicine shelf, maybe it's time to switch to CB Distillery. And right now, I can get you 20% off with a promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, on CB, at cbdistillery.com. And that includes your sleep products. That's cbdistillery.com, promo code TOM. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota.
A warning rises on the air. A virus mutates, the world's unprepared. The lessons of the past are clear, but poor leadership brings us fear. Bird flu spreads, the stakes are high. Lives are at risk beneath the sky. Science fades where chaos reigns, and history's weight returns again. Trump, bird flu, and the new pandemic threat. The cost of failure. Matters when crises appear. The choices we make will shape the years. A teenager falls in a distant land. The virus evolves faster than planned.
About 36 minutes past the hour, so I had never heard of Ashley St. Clair. Apparently, she's a big deal right-wing influencer, you know, like on social media. And she also had, at least according to her, Elon Musk's 13th child. And now she's releasing these text messages between her and Elon where she says, why don't you come, you know, see your baby? And why don't you come sign the birth certificate? And he says, I get incredible death threats every day. I'm number two after Trump for assassination. Wake up. This is not the time for sentiment at the expense of safety. I mean, he could fly her to wherever, you know, to the D.C., but apparently, I don't know, maybe he can't afford it now that Tesla stock is down 7%. But anyhow, in one of these text messages, he said, I want to knock you up again. Oh, my God. This is the guy who is running our government right now? So what's on your mind? What say you? CJ in Shreveport, Louisiana. Hey, CJ, what's up?
Oh, okay. Wow. All right.
That one.
About your earlier opening rant, I was going to follow up on something I said before, but... I'm going to talk about that rant. Voter fraud. We could use the Brennan Center statistics, but that's a libertarian organization. Let's go with Righteous Right-Wing Heritage Foundation.
Okay.
If you go to heritage.org and look at their voter fraud database, they have like you could see you could categorize it. What kind of fraud? Let me mute my YouTube. What kind of fraud could voter ID, photo ID, actually do anything about?
None. There, you know, there's...
There is. There's one kind.
What's that?
Impersonation fraud at the polls.
Yeah, well, that's the whole point of it, but that just doesn't happen.
Well, that's my point, because when you look at their database, which covers every election from the most recent back to 1982, state, local, as well as federal... So at least 3 billion total ballots cast, probably more than that, but we'll lowball it. 3 billion. They have found their database lists 31, of which approximately half are miscategorized.
Just 31 cases of impersonation fraud.
Not 31,000. Not 3,100. 31. 31.
Since 1982.
It all fits on one page if you tell it 50 results per page.
Oh, my. I got it.
And I wanted to chart that, to put a chart up about how small it is. So imagine a rectangle. And then we make a smaller rectangle, and that's the whole total ballots count. We have a smaller rectangle. Darn it, I got to get back to my YouTube tab here and mute this. Okay. The so if you go back to the where you make a big rectangle, and we put a smaller rectangle inside to represent the impersonation fraud ballots. Mm-hmm. You know how small that smaller rectangle would be?
Probably 1 pixel.
No. If you were to use an 8K ultra theatrical wide display, the largest display that's available for people, for the general public, such a display, 8,192 by 4,320 pixels, 35,389,400 total pixels, you would still need to arrange 6 of those in a 3x2 video wall, stretch the rectangle to nearly fill that whole area for it to be 1 pixel.
Wow. Yeah. I get it, CJ. I get it. CJ, thanks for that information. I had no idea the Heritage Foundation had that database. That's good to know. Thank you so much for calling and sharing that. Ari in Eureka, California. Hey, Ari, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I'm going to start with my suggestion for messaging, which is they're going to kill your granny.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's time to reprise that Paul Ryan ad where he was pushing granny off the cliff.
Yeah, they're going to kill your granny. But I wanted to report in on a town hall I went to last night.
Actually, if I could interrupt you. The phrase should be, they're going to kill your granny to pay for tax cuts for Elon Musk and Donald Trump.
Yeah, that's a little too,
I know, it's too long
to sit on a bumper sticker, but yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're going to kill your granny. So I went to Jared Hussman's town hall.
Mm-hmm.
He represents California District 2.
And he's which
fantastic.
Party?
Fantastic. He's Democrat.
Okay.
I think he used to be a lawyer for the NRDC. He's amazing. I love him.
Mm-hmm.
And he said all the right things about how hard they're fighting and how they're not going to help the Republicans fund the government if we don't get some things that we absolutely want, like, you know, no cuts to Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, blah, blah, blah. But I still feel like our guys don't understand that those guys are not playing by the rules.
Yeah.
And I'm really worried about that. I wish I had been able to ask my question, which was, when the courts say Trump and Elon must do this and they don't do it, what are they going to do? What's the plan?
Well, even at the beginning, there's no rule, no federal law or rule that says that a president can bring a South African billionaire in to gut the government.
Right.
I mean, this is all illegal.
So what are they going to do about it?
All of this stuff is just profoundly illegal. Now, I realize, you know, a couple of courts in some small ways have ratified some of it. So apparently it's not all illegal, but, you know, other courts have knocked down much of it, too. So.
Yeah. So what are they going to do about it? I mean, nobody has an answer to that, and it's freaking me out.
Yeah, I agree. And I think what we really want right now is some, you know, guerrilla theater, some political theater. What would Martin Luther King have done? I mean, when I was watching Hakeem Jeffries last night, he was saying, you know, in my family, we had, you know, people who were the victims of discrimination and slavery. And, you know, we've been oppressed and we understand this. And I'm like, well, you know, why aren't you out marching? Why aren't you out getting arrested?
Can we just put Jasmine Crockett in charge of all of that?
Put me at the front of that list, of supporters for Jasmine Crockett being the new Speaker of the House or the new leader of the Democrats in the House of Representatives anyway, and the next Speaker of the House. And, absolutely. That's a woman who really gets it. She understands what she's talking about. She believes in what she's saying. She's so articulate. She is just one of the most... speech-wise, public speaking, presentation. She's one of the most brilliant members of the House of Representatives. God
totally.
Bless her.
And she represents Texas, yeah, well, for God's sake. I mean, they're really that's great.
Well, if somebody doesn't change the game soon, my next call to you is going to be you talking me off the ledge or at least off the airplane somewhere else.
Yeah. No, I get it. I get it. And I'm not sure I'll be able to do that because, you know, maybe the other way around.
Thanks, Tom.
Yeah. Ari, thank you for the call. Your point is so well taken. Thank you. Todi in Nisida, Malta. Hey, Todi, what's on your mind today?
Correct. Hey, it's fascism. It's on my mind every day.
Okay, tell me about it.
Especially fighting back against it. I want to just really quick establish a standing, all right? Because what's an Icelandic expat in Malta talking about fascism in the U.S.? So where I'm standing now in Malta, on the rock, as we call it, I'm looking over the harbor, where for 2 years, from 1940 to 42, there were more bombs that fell on each square kilometer than fell on Stalingrad.
Whoa.
And the 94-year-old lovely woman who lives next to me, she clearly remembers these days from 9 to 11 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And if you know geography, Malta is a tiny rock in the middle of the Mediterranean. The only friends were the tiny rock of Gibraltar, way in the west, and a port in Egypt, way in the east.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else was enemies.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a cross in the left corner of the Maltese flag, which is the St. George Medal that the entire island was awarded. So these things are, I think, much more present in the European mind than Americans, regardless of Pearl Harbor and all of this. There are very few people who have neighbors with a living memory of this in the U.S.
You're right.
And the European West Theater, the D-Day, that was 20% of the German army. But I'm sorry, I digress. What I wanted to say is, having established standing, that at this point in time, I've been calling this surreal or Kafkaesque or whatever, but it's real. It's stone cold real, and we have to face it as such.
It being the fascism of the Trump administration? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, the auto coup, the fascist auto coup that's taking place in the U.S. and with a certain fascist axis.
Mm-hmm.
This is an absolute objective reality that people have to wake up to.
Todi, do most of your neighbors in Malta agree with that sentiment? And if I recall from our previous conversation, you're originally Icelandic. I assume you still have some contact with your relatives and friends in Iceland. How are the Icelanders and the Maltese reacting to Trump broadly?
Beyond shocked, Iceland is an old protectorate of Denmark, just as Greenland, mm-hmm. right? And Malta is a protectorate of the UK. And I can tell you that people don't realize that Greenland has cultural ties, inter-Scandinavian ties. We read each other's children's literature, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, the 1,000-year culture. Not a 200-year-old, right?
So there's a broad reaction to. Forgive me for interrupting, but we're going to hit a break here in about 20 seconds.
Go ahead.
So there's a broad anti-Trump reaction across at least these two European countries.
Extremely, and that's why I have concrete things that I want to do. I'll have to talk to you about that next time because I have boycotting measures that I have to do, and I know people maybe don't like it, but I was coming on a convention, 20-year anniversary of a gaming convention. I was bringing 12 people, $60,000 budget, and I have to cancel. And it's a horrible sacrifice for me, but I can't participate in the economy when this is happening.
Because that would have been a trip to America. That's what you're talking about, a convention in America?
Yes.
Yeah, okay,
yes,
I got it.
U.S. side has to spend, and I can't add it to this economy that's happening.
That's happening. I mean,
I love my American friends.
Yeah, no, I got it, Tony. Down in Florida, the tourism board is freaked out because there's, like, apparently, you know, hundreds of thousands of Canadians who are not coming to Florida.
You're listening
right now.
To Tom second, Hartman. Tony. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Tony, I got to run, but thank you so much for the call. I always look forward to your calls. Thank you. It's 48 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back.
Yo, how do you feel today? Maybe you're a little hungover again, feeling a little embarrassed about a few things? Listen, why haven't you called yet to get help? Man, aren't you tired of feeling this way? So listen, whatever your party drug of choice is, there are ways to get clean and sober, especially if it's messing with your life. Hey man, we all have choices. You can make a choice right here, right now, today, to call the number I'm about to give you and start a brand new life without drugs or booze. I know it's hard to think about this, but imagine how great your life could be. And all it takes is one simple phone call. I've got a team of people standing by ready to check your insurance and let you know what it takes to get clean and sober. Okay, so get ready to save this number because here it comes.
800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. That's 800-961-2480. Paid for by the Detox Treatment Helpline.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you, too, can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot.
Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert. That,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Yeah, lean left. Great. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Matt Nair on air.
A lot of federal employees got this fork in the road letter. You can stay, but you're not really guaranteed anything. Luann's husband is a Vietnam veteran.
I wrote a letter to President Musk. My husband put his life on the line for our country.
Wow.
You are putting my husband's life on the line right now by cutting all those programs that are keeping him alive at the VA. Please call your legislators and tell them to stand up. This is not what America is.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What celebrity would you like to hug? It's International Hug Day. I wouldn't say Josh Brolin is like my favorite actor, but he's got like a quiet macho-ness to him. Actor Glenn Morshower joins us now.
My self-esteem was jolted when you did not mention me as your hugging preference.
I didn't want to rush it. I just want to see how. Let's just dip our toes in the water here and see what kind of relationship develops, shall we?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org. Supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Hey, Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Will Republicans stand up for the land or kneel to the strong man with blood on his hands? He's turning our schools to his factory line, where history's twisted and truth is a crime. He bows before tyrants, he dreams of their might. He'll break every treaty, abandon the fight. He purges the soldiers who dare to say no. Will Republicans stand up or just let it go? So tell me now, tell me plain, will you break free or bow in shame? The warning is clear, the hour is nigh. Will you stand up or let it die?
54 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. George in Cripple Creek, Virginia. Hey, George, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, you see, President Trump is demanding that President Zelensky sign a deal to provide U.S. exclusive access to $500 billion worth of Ukrainian rare earth metals in exchange for past and future U.S. military aid. And Trump claims U.S. has provided $350 billion, where in reality it's about half of that. And what I understand, Zelensky will sign the deal if Trump promises certain security guarantees, like one of the proposals is any peace deals. The European NATO members, mainly Britain and France, would provide ground troops to enforce a deal in the U.S.
Trump won't sign that, though, George. You and I both know it.
I know,
Because Putin won't let him.
Exactly. It'd be a bad deal. But, talking about Russian propaganda, I told you I read Pravda and Izvestia every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll share a joke with you that was current in the old Soviet Union. It's clean, but understand that, Pravda in Russian means truth, and Izvestia means news. Pravda net Izvesti, Izvestia net Pravda.
I'll give you that in English. There's no truth in
news. There is no truth.
Exactly. No truth in the news, no news in the truth. Yep. Yeah, absolutely. I remember that. I remember that from the 80s living in Germany, right on the East German border, the old Pravda Izvestia joke. That's been around for a long time, George.
That's probably since Stalin's time.
Yeah. So what are you seeing? I mean, you speak Russian. You're a former intelligence guy. What are you seeing in the Russian press that might inform us about the direction things are going? And by the way, we only have about 45 seconds. My apologies.
Okay, well, quick one. Yeah, one of the Putin's demands is that NATO roll back membership to the 1990s borders, and that would exclude all the former Warsaw Pact nations, such as Poland and the Baltics. And that would make it a lot easier for Putin to expand his war into Eastern Europe if those nations no longer felt.
That's not even being reported in America that Putin's demanding that.
Yeah, that and in Russia, that would be a real deal breaker.
Yeah, I wonder how long it'll be before Trump starts echoing that.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. by the way, I love those songs you and Louise are putting on the air.
Well, thank you. Yeah, that's all Louise. She's
a lot more. He's about my age and a lot better with that kind of stuff than I am, but tell her I enjoy it.
I'll do that, George. George, thanks so much for your call. I always enjoy hearing from you. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, keep up the good work, and I'm outside today since the weather's sunny on Sirius XM.
Oh, that's sweet. That's sweet. George, thank you. We'll be back on the other side of the break. Sabrina Hake is going to drop by. She did business in Russia and has some stories to tell us. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Native Path is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types as they make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Native Path is a single ingredient collagen. No fillers, additives, artificial sweeteners, and they third-party test for heavy metals. It's also completely flavorless. So we put it in everything, coffee, smoothies, soups, because Native Path's recipe is a peptides formula. It's more bioavailable. meaning it's absorbed in the body more easily and mixes much better than other brands. No clumping at all. Native Path has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over a million happy customers, over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. And best of all, Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link, where you can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Hartman and start your transformation today. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman with 2 N's. Get Native.
Full Falls Radio, WXCO. Maggie Dawn.
At 2 o'clock, Tom Paulswitz and I dig into DEI in the age of Trump. We share with you some of the things MLK said that you may never have heard of.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Folks, I'm talking with Jill Rosenthal. Trump is proposing to make incredibly drastic cuts to the NIH.
The National Institutes of Health, the state receives almost $600 million. That pays for over 7,000 jobs in Wisconsin and accounted for almost $1.5 billion in economic activity in 1 year.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio. WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano in Washington, where Republicans in the House have squeaked out a budget resolution of $4.5 trillion in tax breaks and $2 trillion in spending cuts. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns tells us there's a long road ahead.
This is the first step in passing Trump's priorities through Congress. But as difficult as it was, it is just the first hurdle. This is just a blueprint outlining what Congress wants to cut and spend. And now various committees have to go through the process of filling it out with actual policy, and that will have to survive another vote.
The Trump administration is preparing an order mandating substantial cuts in the federal workforce.
CBS News has confirmed that large-scale firings are expected soon at federal agencies, as reported by CNN. The Office of Management and Budget, along with the Office of Personnel Management, will issue a soon-to-be-released